Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Brad Huskin. Back on the show, Brad's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us, and it's been a dream come true for him ever since the first day. He's the president of IES Training, and he's forgotten more about how to sell a product than most of us will ever know. The author of I'm Not a Salesman, I'm Not a PhD, I'm a Salesman, also Munchies for Salespeople. He's our good friend Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back here with you again.
It's a dream. It's been a dream come true for you, hasn't it?
It's, you know, I just live the dream every day.
You just pinch yourself all the time, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
So are you thinking referrals today?
I'm thinking about, we talk about the value of personal trained customers and referrals and recommendations.
Referrals are golden. Why in the world would salespeople not want to find the gold? Why is that such a missed opportunity?
You know, there's so many questions out there that just can't be answered in a logical way. That's one of them. Why wouldn't they want to develop referrals and recommendations and those kinds of things? Because that is the gold egg, as you said. I mean, you get one, two, three of those, and your company suddenly just flourishes and explodes.
Look at the time it saves.
Absolutely. And the cost and the money it saves. It's very expensive to get new customers.
It's more fun to work with referrals than it is to develop new brand new folks from nothing.
Absolutely it is. And personal trade customers.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of
tell us what you mean by that.
Well, somebody that actually gets to know you on a first-name basis, and, you know, they think of you as their friend in the business. I mean, we bought a car recently, and somebody says, why'd you buy that model? And the owner answer and come up with is because that's where Ray works. And Ray's my buddy in the car business. And every car I bought last 15 years, I've got from him. I mean, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess he's probably sold, 1,000, 1,500 cars based on my referrals and recommendations.
Wow.
You know,
I hope you've been getting a commission check out of that.
Well, you know, he treats me well, and we've known each other for so long that,
right.
You know, it just doesn't really matter. I wouldn't even think of going somewhere
else. No, I understand. Well, no, that's exactly right, but that's because he's done the right thing. I mean, his value proposition is not the car, it's the relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If he changed car companies, you'd probably go buy that car, wouldn't you?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, he has changed car companies over the years.
Yeah.
Yes, I just keep going where he goes.
Right.
Because it's so much easier in life. So, you know, and it's, you know, that's where I wanted to focus on how impersonal people are in their sales presentations today. And they don't recognize the value of having a 2, 3, 4, 5 minute conversation with somebody about something important to them in their lives. And just, you know, I did a seminar recently and I named it, Pay attention to the head and the heart. You're going to get what's in the wallet.
That's right.
Too many people pay attention to the wallet, and they forget the head and the heart, and they wonder why they're not successful in sales.
Well, you know, let me tell you a little big story. Over the years, over the decades, I have met young people in a job, and they engaged me, and I engaged them, and then I found out a little bit about them, and I helped them find another job, a better job. Some of them have moved on to become extremely successful professionals in the industry that I helped them get only because of one thing. When they were waiting on me, they engaged me in a way that made me say, this person is meant for better things. And then I knew someone who needed help, and I recommended them. I wonder if the millennials, God bless every one of them, if they recognize the power of that kind of engagement as way leads on to way in their lives, the potential. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know that they do or not, because unfortunately I'm many decades removed from that millennial generation.
Well, but you're around them, you talk to them, you train them all the time.
Yes, I am, and that's where, you know, I just want to stress that that is, and that, you know, the day of the computer and the day of the iPhone and the day of the text messaging. I mean, I have two grandkids that sit on the couch, on the very same couch, and they will text and message each other.
Side by side. Hey, Brad, I need your website, please.
www.iastraining.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Brad and I will be right back. More on referrals after these messages. 22. Don't forget, folks, it's the holy grail of sales success.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.